right, going back to 1979.
We're gonna have fun.
That was The Clash.
Yes.
Spanish Bombs. Well, I'm just gonna pour a little drink for Gary here before we finish off the show. Gary, do you wanna put your glass over a little closer there? Okay.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Delicious.
You like it? Me.
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre. I'll put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork.
Oh, no, 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 don't drink the cork, please, Gary.
But the cork, it has such flavor to it. It's what, wondrous.
What year is that? What year? Do you know it is? What year the...
The
bottle.
Oh, the bottle. I'm not... Where did we... I thought this was a box of wine.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was a bottle.
I can't really tell. It's like those Tetra Paks or, you know, glass. They're really hard to tell apart sometimes, especially after this many drinks we've had together as well, too.
Yes, we've had a lot of drinks.
Yes.
Okay, there he is, Mr. Magoo.
You got it.
Right,
Jim Backus.
Every night we're
nobody knows who the woman is on that track, but that was 1958. You remember him on Gilligan's Island? Yeah, okay.
What do you gotta do?
Or maybe James Dean's dad in Rebel Without a Cause? Oh, well. Oh, hey, look, it's time to close the door. Here, hold on a sec. Okay, Tanner Manor closing the doors here on Radio. We're going to make way for Radio Free GAC. Maybe we'll hear from Nimrod in 2 weeks. I don't know where he got to.
I was caught in the middle of a world.
Where are you, Nimmy?
This time it was dense light versus the azure. I was high as a kite. I was never coming home tonight. And I couldn't believe how loud it was. What devilry, the source of this screaming? You and your dress, fair game. The birds of Plaza Trinidad and sing, you can watch them go. I was stuck inside a river's flow, a corridor's glow. Idea of an ocean. Okay, it's agreed. I wasn't much to look at then, known mostly for the whites of my eyes. A hand fucking escape from her torn surface. And I couldn't believe how loud it was. What devilry, the source of the screaming? You and your dress, fair game. The birds of Plaza Trinidad and Saint, you can watch them go. I was rivers flow, a corridor's glow, a world at war, the kind of thing we've seen before. Dense light versus the azure. I was high as a kite, I was never coming home tonight. I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was. And I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was. And I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was.
You run into the brush. On April 17th, 18th, and 19th, Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM present Signal and Noise. Currently in its ninth year, Signal and Noise is a laser blast of sonic dissonance, video trickery, primed to drag your electronic brain kicking and screaming into a new realm of media art. Based on the theme of media intercourse, Signal and Noise features artists from all over the globe. Each evening presents three elements: a diffusion segment where the audience can sit or lie down within a circle of eight speakers and listen to compelling compositions. Next, festival participants can mingle amongst a series of installations like Endless Kiss or Sex Noise and various slab works presented by Vivo staff members, or a blanket tent presented by the Scene Rippers. Capping off the festival are a series of live performances by the likes of Robot Cowboy, Ghost Taco, Triptych, Touch and Velvet, to name a few. Signal and Noise at the Video in 1965 Main Street, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, brought to you by the Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM.
We are insane, and we're running away from the summer. But it brought heavy praise, and we won't get away with it.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good evening, dear listeners. It is 7:30 Pacific, just slightly thereafter. Okay, maybe it's 7:33 instead. And it's time once again for Radio Free Gak, broadcast to the lower mainland of BC over the FM frequency of 101.9 megahertz, and online to the rest of the world through www.citr.ca. Phone number for the studio here is 604-UBC-CITR. I am Gak, and you can also email me. The email address is radiofreegak, G-A-K, at gmail.com. Tonight's show looks at the soundtrack to Ravenous, plus additional work by that score's two composers, Michael Nyman and Damon Albarn. However, let's start the show with a little tribute to the big guy who just passed away on Saturday, Charlton Heston, or as all his friends used to call him, Chuck. Big Chuck. Heston will be long remembered for his work in the movies such as The Ten Commandments, Planet of the Apes, The Omega Man, Soylent Green, and dozens more. He was also one of the recent heads of the National Rifle Association in the United States, as evidenced from Michael Moore's movie Bowling for Columbine. Heston died after a long battle with Alzheimer's at the age of 83. Let's start with one of the excerpts from one of his speeches, which refers to lyrics from Ice-T's metal band Cop Killer. Then an unreleased track from a band named after Heston, the Chuck Hestons. The song will be Charlton Heston Has Lost His Mind. Stand by. So there's a little technical difficulty here. Okay, this is what I get for not actually checking to see if everything's equipped here. So let me play just one quick little show promo, and I'll verify what's going on. So bear with me again, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you about the blues. The blues is something that you play when you're in a low mood or something, and the hardships that you have had through life. It's just a mood that you are in. Blues is something that you have to play coming from your heart. And blues have been going on for the centuries and centuries. And blues was written in years and centuries ago, and they will always last. Say, for instance, you'd be lonely, and your girlfriend or your wife, you'd be in a melancholy mood or something. Well, you just want to hear some blues. Then you just go in and relax your nerves. Blues is something that relaxes your nerves.
Got the blues? Need your nerves relaxed? Well, then tune in to Code Blue every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. for all kinds of blues, and all definitely from the heart. That's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Code Blue.
Are you the second man? He have been prosperous, making lots of money. Well, I mean, when his money's all gone.
I got my 12-gauge sawed off. I got my headlights turned off. I'm about to bust some shots off. I'm about to dust some cops off. It got worse.
Charlton Heston has lost his mind.
That tell you? I've told you where you are and when you. You're 300 light years from your precious planet. Your loved ones are dead and forgotten for 20 centuries. 20 centuries! Even if you could get back, they'd think you were something that fell out of a tree. There is just one reality left. We are here and it is now. You get hold of that and hang on to it, you might as well be dead.
I'm prepared to die.
He's prepared to die. Doesn't that make you misty?
Charlton Heston's prepared to die. And we've known this for quite some time. Charlton Heston's prepared to die. Let's all try.
Imagine me needing someone. Back on Earth, I never did. Oh, there were women, lots of lovemaking, but no love. That was the kind of world we'd made. So I left, because there was no one to hold me there. Did I tell you about Stuart? And there was a lovely girl. The most precious cargo we brought along. She was to be the new Eve. With our hot and eager.
Charlton Heston has lost his mind. Charlton Heston has lost his mind. Charlton Heston has lost his mind. Let's all try. La 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 la.
Gordon Street. Oh, yes. Gordon Street. I once knew a girl who lived on Gordon Street a long time ago when I was a young man. Not a day passes I don't think of her. And promise I made, which I will always keep, that one perfect day on Gordon Street. That's 5 blocks up, 2 over.
Soul Savers with the song Revival. That comes from last year's album, It's Not How Far You Fall, It's the Way You Land. Soul Savers are Rich Mashin and Ian Glover, a British production team that has done some remix work for Star Sailor and Doves. For this album, they worked with Mark Lanegan, who's done a massive amount of work, co-founding Screaming Trees, playing solo, touring with Queens of the Stone Age, and duetting with Isabel Campbell.
Before that, Charlton Heston with his little cameo role in Wayne's World 2. And with the song, there was the Chuck Hestons there, a trio from Connecticut, with Charlton Heston Has Lost His Mind. And you can download that track from their website, which I'll link to from my website if you can't find them yourself. My little pocket of the web can be found at www.gack.ca. This next set features some recent remixes. Spectrum are a four-piece from England that have been compared to the Scissor Sisters for their pop and panache. Their most recent album was Death at Gymkhana Club, which was recently re-released with a remix CD as a bonus. One of those remixes is this first song, the Mock and Toof remix of The Mirror Man, Spectrum, on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
Feist with I Feel It All, as remixed by Britt Daniel from Spoon. As you saw last night on the Juno Awards, Feist was the big winner. The ceremonies were held in Calgary, and she took home 5 Junos, including Songwriter of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Best Single for 1, 2, 3, 4. Her album The Reminder also picked up the Best Album and Best Pop Album nods, too. Arcade Fire received one of the Best Alternative Albums of the Year, and the designers of the cover art for their recent album, Neon Bible, won their category, too. New Group of the Year award went to Halifax's Winter Sleep.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Radio Free GAC. Here's a Canadian act that missed out on the Juno action this year, Pas Chic Chic. Pas Chic Chic are from Montreal, and they're led by Roger Tellier Craig, who was a former member of the almighty Godspeed, You Black Emperor, and Fly Pan Am. Other members of Pas Chic Chic have appeared in bands such as Cursed, Cobra Noir, Panopticon Eyelids, and Jerusalem in My Heart. Though everything gets mashed together in Pas Chic Chic in a 1960s European experimental pop style. From this year's album, Au Contraire, here is Pas Chic Chic with, whatever track two is, Tes Clichés Déclenchés. Following that, let's play some more new music from some other members of the Constellation Records.
Je m'attends de comment tu te fais.
Tender History in Rust by Do Make Say Think. That can be found on the album Mew, You're a History in Rust, which came out last year through Constellation Records, home to other such fantastic experimental bands like the one we just heard, Pashi Cheek, A Silver Mint Zion, Palmo Polpo, Few Teres, and Glissando 70. Do Make Say Think are from the Toronto suburb of Etobicoke, and some of its members also appear in bands such as Broken Social Scene, Casey Accidental, and Lullaby Orchestra. You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The April edition of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. Features include Ryan McMahon, The Great Outdoors, winners of last year's Shindig competition, and the cover story is an interview with Hot Chip. As always, Discorder features the newest recorded and live music reviews, CITR program guide, and the top 50 charts for the month. The April edition of Discorder can be found everywhere that's remotely cool and is brought to you by the staff and volunteers of Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Lonnie Bristle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
If you miss any of tonight's Radio Free Gak, you can download a podcast to the show, plus a plethora of other programs from the CITR website, which is www.citr.ca. Follow either the schedule or podcast links and use the orange RSS icon to connect iTunes to your favorite shows. Up next, Deer Hunter. Actually, we'll have a little quick feature on Bradford Cox, the lead singer of Deer Hunter. He's the leader for the Five Piece from Atlanta, and they released the album Cryptograms last year, along with an EP and a 7-inch. They proceeded then to tour across North America and Europe with the Fiery Furnaces, Battles, and one show with the Reunited X Models. From Cryptograms, this is Heatherwood on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That was Atlas Sound with the song Recent Bedroom, found on the album Let the Blind Lead Those Who Can See But Cannot Feel. Atlas Sound is the solo project of Bradford Cox, lead singer from the act we heard beforehand, Deer Hunter. Atlas Sound was the name of Cox's high school band that he had with a friend, but he resurrected the name for the songs he felt that Deer Hunter wasn't ideally suited for. This is Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. Let's do some concert listings. Tomorrow, Oteka will be at Pat's as well. Julie Doirin with the Super Fantastics and Wintermits will be at St. James Hall. That's an all-ages show. This Thursday, Titsworth will be at the Modern, and that same night, Cat Power will have an all-ages show at the Vogue. This Friday, Stars Winter Sleep 5 Alarm Funk and Most Serene Republic will be at UBC's McInnes Field. On Friday, the Clips and the Woodhands will be at the Astoria. The Mutators and the Modern Creatures will be at the Emergency Room. On Saturday, Hercules and Love Affair will be at the Royal Unicorn. On April 17th, Metric will be at the Commodore. April 18th, we'll see the Teenagers play Richards on Richards. And that same night, De La Soul will be at the Commodore Ballroom. As well, on the 18th, Caribou will be having two shows at the Biltmore. The Raconteurs will be at the Commodore on April 20th. The Midnight Juggernauts will be at Richards on April 22nd. For those of you who had tickets for Turbo Negro's show on the 22nd as well, too, at the Commodore, that has been canceled. So you should get in touch with your ticket broker and see what the story is on refunds. On April 26th, the last show ever by They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Will be at the Astoria. They'll be joined by the Doers. On April 29th, Cut Copy and Black Kids will be at Richards. Queens of the Stone Age will have an all-ages show at the Peony on the 30th. And that same night, Sons and Daughters will be at Richards. On May 2nd, Dvotchka will be at Richards, too. May 3rd, VHS Orbeta will be at the Plaza. And at the Richards, Stephen Balkmus and the Jicks. May 6th, Northern State and the Trucks will play at the Plaza. On May 7th, Buck 65, Cadence Weapon, and Scratch Bastard will be at the Commodore. You Say Party, We Say Die plays May 9th at the Astoria. And Tapes and Tapes, along with White Devon, will play May 13th at Richards on Richards.
Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact that most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca. to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
My name is Gak. This is Radio Free Gak. Up next, Damon Albarn, lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz. Recently, Albarn worked with producer Danger Mouse on an 80s-styled indie project, which featured Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen, The Verve's guitarist Simon Tong, and from The Clash, bassist Paul Simonon. The project was originally intended to be untitled, but they wound up taking the name of the band, name of the album, as in fact a name for the band. This is The Good, The Bad, and The Queen with Herculaneum on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Damon Albarn, along with Afel Bokum, Tumane Diabate, and Friends, with Sunset Coming On. You can find that on the album Molly Music, released through Astroworks in 2002. Molly Music was inspired by Albarn's trip to the country of Molly, where he jammed and recorded song fragments with some of the local musicians and stars. He brought along his melodica with him as an instrument, which he used also quite heavily on the first Gorillaz album. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Damon Albarn worked with composer Michael Nyman on the soundtrack to the movie Ravenous, which will be this week's feature on Radio Free Gak. Albarn and Nyman's work together was described by Nyman in an interview with Industry Central as a joint composition rather than a collaboration. 60% of the score was composed by Albarn, including these two tracks, starting with Manifest Destiny.
Colquhoun's Story and before that Manifest Destiny both appear on the soundtrack to the movie Ravenous, which came out in 1999. It was directed by Antonia Hill as a last-minute substitute and starred Guy Pearce and Robert Carlyle's fellow soldiers in the Sierra Nevadas in California after the Mexican-American War. It was a black comedy about cannibalism inspired in part by Native American tales and the story about the Donner Party. The first two songs I played featured more of the composition work by Damon Albarn. As you can tell, there was a little motif that repeated between the two tracks there. These next two rely more on Michael Nyman, whose works are classic studies of minimalism, which I'll cover more afterwards. We'll start off with Trek to the Cave on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
Michael Nyman and Damon Albarn with Checkmate, and before that, Trek to the Cave from their soundtrack to the movie Ravenous. Michael Nyman studied music composition at the Royal Academy of Music in London and was a critic and musicologist for a while in the 60s and 70s, and he coined the term minimalism for the works coming out at the time by Steve Reich, Philip Glass, and Terry Riley. Nyman's own composition styles rely on this minimalist technique, which involve heavy repetition, a constant rhythm, and the occasional shift in pulse. Let's start this next set with a selection from one of Nyman's most famous scores. From the 1993 film The Piano, here is The Heart Asks for Pleasure First. We'll be right back. Michael Nyman and the Michael Nyman Orchestra with Prospero's Curse, which appears on the soundtrack to Prospero's books, which itself was an experimental adaptation of Shakespeare's The Tempest, as directed by Peter Greenaway, that featured mime, dance, and opera. Before that, from the Gattaca soundtrack, that was The One Moment. Michael Nyman has worked with nearly a dozen of Peter Greenaway's films, including the score to this next source of score work, which is Drowning by Numbers. This was a film that came out in 1988 about folktales and women killing their husbands. Nyman based his score on one of Mozart's symphonies, which provides most of the themes and leitmotifs. From that score, here's Michael Nyman Band with Wheelbarrow Walk. The Balanescu Quartet, performing the beginning to Michael Nyman's String Quartet No. 1. The quartet is led by Alexander Balanescu, who's both a violinist and composer on his own accord. Balanescu was one of the founding members of the Michael Nyman Band, which eventually became the Michael Nyman Orchestra. And they came together initially for a production of a play 30 years ago, and the band, of about 20-fold at that time, didn't want to break up afterwards. So Nyman went about composing new pieces for them, either for film work, playhouses, or just for recording. Their most recent work had been a recording called The Draftsman Contract, the Composer's Cut series, which took the score to Greenaway's 1982 film and expanded it. The curtain's about to close on this week's Radio Free GAC. Gavin Walker will step in at 9 with The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, Trevor has Vengeance Is Mine with 2 hours of punk. Gavin is just waiting in the wings here, spilling drinks, juggling, just pulling a great mime act right there right now. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free GAC, you can pick up the podcast from www.citr.ca or from my website, which is gak.ca. Based on our good friend Charlton Heston's passing, next week I'll try to dig up Jerry Goldsmith's score to the original Planet of the Apes soundtrack, and we'll focus on that. To close, let's continue with another quartet, the Kronos Quartet. From their Pieces of Africa album, here they are with Fode Musa Suso with Tiliboyo, or Sunset. Keep your damn dirty paws off me for 7 days. Bye.